darn cold. He had on insulated underwear and stuff. He went to pull off his clothes, and I'd done turned an electric blanket on, you know. He's complaining about his legs hurting. He hit that bed, and I thought, well, I'm pretty sick about getting the clothes off and getting in the bed, but that old booger was snoring. Oh, I get in bed. He said, well, Dad, come on. I went down to old Tom's and said, he talked me into staying all night with him, and I told him, well, I'd just sleep there with him, and said, he had that blunt wreck blanket turned on and said, I want you to know when I hit that bed's good and warm. My legs quit hurting and said, I was asleep before you could bat your eye. Got up the next morning, he went hunting dog. I said, well, I'll have breakfast ready to get back. He said, I got back. He said, what, how you want your eggs? I said, I told him, I said, he had them cooked. I said, that son of a gun had ham and eggs and butter and preserves and coffee and good hot biscuits ready for me. I said, but I think I have to take a sign up out there. This is Wolf Hunter's headquarters. He said, I never had slept under one of them electric blankets, but he said, I want you to know there's something. Oh, I had it pretty rough, I guess, in a way, and just by myself here so much, but not too much either. But I can't keep. You know, some of them, I've got four girls, and some of them will be here. I come in, well, I went to bed Sunday night, and just got straightened out. I hadn't been in bed 5 minutes, and one of them come up and said, son-in-law said, I want you to go home with us. Help me get up some cows, and you're going to take off load tomorrow and load Tuesday. Well, I got in a Tuesday night about dark. And the other girl is here from down country here. And then here comes Neil Vowell from over there. He come in. I said, well, I guess I'll make it all right. Doris bagged this old lady. That old boy's here to pick up possible, not that in the cliff.
One that drove by?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She said, Tom, don't be driving that pickup. Well, I can be her driving. I said, you don't be driving that pickup. We'll take you in and tell her you want to go in any time, and you know it. I said, yeah, but where I get aggravated, she'll lose. We go somewhere and eat. And I don't want to pay for it, and you won't let me. And I said, I know I'm a bum. But I said, that gum, I do like to pay my way. Part of the time.
That's annoying to me when you have to fight somebody for the check.
Yeah, I believe I'd get a little mad. As I was laughing about me and that son-in-law. He come down there to be here a while back, and it's coming up a cloud. And it's right at dinner time, and I said, well, we better get up the house. And it's going to rain. We got up here, and he said, let's hurry up and grab your clothes, and let's go up the house. And I said, Tudor them was gone, and I'll let the windows down. Well, I said, better get up there. And I said, you better play thunder. I said, I'll tell you what, I'll guarantee you it'll be raining for 5 minutes. Hmm. Well, sure enough, I grabbed a shirt and a pair of pants and a pair of socks, and here we went. And we got wet getting out of the car.